Well, meanwhile, the situation on the streets of Kiev, Ukraine, is much calmer today. Protesters are still out in force, but now it appears that the government is ready to negotiate after violent clashes this week left at least three people dead. Today, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych promised to reshuffle the government. He also says he will free dozens of jailed activists and make changes to strict anti-protest laws. The protest started in November when the government abandoned a plan to strengthen ties with the European Union in favor of closer ties with Russia. Well, in the midst of all the protests, a strange thing happened earlier this week when protesters got text messages on their phone that said, "Dear subscriber, you are registered as a participant in a mass disturbance." For more on that part of the story, we're joined by Sean Hollister, a senior reporter with the technology and culture news site The Verge. Hi, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
Well, were you surprised by this at all, that a text message like this could go out to all these people who were gathered in one place?
Technologically, no. The technology to make this happen has definitely been around, and it's been in the news before. I was a little surprised that the government would advertise that it could do such a thing to try to quell a protest, but as far as the technology is concerned, this is very possible.
And how much cooperation do they need from the phone companies to do something like this?
Well, it depends on how you want to get the data. There is something called a tower dump, where you can just ask the phone company to pull down records from nearby cell towers to find out what's going on and what subscribers connected to a particular tower at a particular time. You can get a bunch of data on the people who are nearby just by asking for that information at times. But you don't need to do that, because you could also put up something called a stingray, a rogue cell tower, yourself if you were a government who wanted to find out what's going on in a given area.
But on the issue of tower dumps, by the way, that is something that, according to a congressional inquiry, has happened many times in the United States. The U.S. Law enforcement agencies made more than 9,000 requests for tower dumps in 2012.
Yes, that's correct. And the cellular companies in the U.S. even get paid for that data by the law enforcement agencies. It's something that we pay them for, to collect and give up that data on a regular basis for criminal investigations.
But could they say, no, we're not going to give you that information?
I believe some of those requests in the congressional inquiry were refused, but I'm not sure on what basis. It's not like you necessarily need a warrant in order to get that information. I've heard that there are services that will just allow law enforcement officers to just type in the information and say, we'll pay you right now to give me some of that data.
Short of turning off your phone or not using a phone at all, is there anything that you can do to protect yourself from something like this, from a government, wherever it may be, tracking where you are and then sending you a text message to tell you that it knows where you are?
I can't think of anything offhand. The way these technologies work is kind of like if you have the Wi-Fi on your phone turned on and you're roaming around, you walk by a Wi-Fi point that happens to be at your local coffee shop or one at your local library, your phone will automatically pop up and say, "Hey, there's a Wi-Fi point. Wouldn't you like to connect to it?" Cellular networks, like the ones that are running on your phone all the time, they do the same thing all the time. They're always looking for a cell tower with strong signal strength for you to hop to so that you can maintain your cellular connection. And if that tower that it hops to happens to be one that's controlled by a service provider that's happy to give up that information to the government, or if it's a rogue tower, a stingray tower that's owned by the government, put there specifically to monitor signals in the area, you're just going to be sending your information to it. That's just how the cell phone technology works.
Well, is there debate on this where you are? You're in Silicon Valley, where these tech companies are. Is there debate about whether this should really be something that is transmitted, this information?
I'm not sure how you get around it, just because it's such a fundamental part of the technology. In order for two devices to connect to one another, in this case, a cellular tower and a cell phone, there has to be a handshake. You have to send out information saying, "I'm looking for a signal. Here's my information. Please give me a signal back." But as far as the privacy implications as to whether this data should be available to the government, there's obviously a tremendous amount of debate right now on how much should be available, whether this metadata, as it's known, simply a record of who and when and where should be permissible by law. There's definitely a lot of debate about that.
Sean Hollister, senior reporter with the technology and culture news site The Verge, joining us from San Jose, California. Sean, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you for having me.